Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maron Yemi Meretz Yishich Lirshus Moshe Ben Peshtin Raisel Moshe Mordechai Fuot Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana Yitzchak Ben Bracha Rav Shai Ben Leia Moshe Ben Reisel Bus Victor Bastila Rovida Linishmas Meretz Yosef Vasip Shmuel Maras Bati Esther Basev Dov and is based in the Torah of Marino Rabbeinu HaKohen HaGadol Rav Nosson Zatzal. The Gemara in Masechet Gittin 61a, Tanu Rabbanan Mefarnesin, Aniyei Nochrim im Aniyei Yisrael, Umevakrim Choylei Nochrim im Choylei Yisrael, Bekoivrim Mesei Nochrim im Mesei Yisrael, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. We give sustenance, support, financial support to Gentile poor people, together with Jewish poor people. We visit the ill of Gentiles together with the ill of the Jewish people. We bury the dead of the Gentiles together with the dead of the Jewish people. Why? Mipnei Darkei Shalom, for ways of peace. This is how we keep peace in the world. Quote my favorite pop band of the 1960s and 70s, rock band. All we are saying is give peace a chance. So here we have it. This is a great way. Give them food. Interesting. First, give them food. But then sometimes they get sick. So then when they get sick, visit them. And then after they get sick, they die. Bury them. Rashi explains, Im Meisei Yisrael, the Gemara says, with. You bury the dead goyim with the dead Jewish people. Lo bekivrei Yisrael, not in Jewish burial plots, but rather misaskim bahem, that's what they call the burial society, misaskim. Misaskim bahem im mitzaum harugim im Yisrael. If you find dead people, you find dead goyim together with dead Jews, say you have the American army, let's say, so they have a war. The Israeli army has many non-Jewish soldiers. So you get busy with the non-Jewish soldiers, just like you're busy with the Jewish soldiers. You make sure they're buried, even though it's not done in the same cemetery. But Ran writes that Rashi says, Im mitzaum harugim, im meisei Yisrael lav dafke. It doesn't have to be that you found them killed with the Jewish dead. Because hu adin, kishenimtzu meisei akum levad. Even if you find the dead people, the dead goyim alone, you're still busy with them. Ibn Hashalom for peace. So writes the Chiddush HaRashba and the Ritva. So it appears from the Rambam 14:12 Hilchos Evel. Kovrim metei goyim u'menachem imevleim u'mevrakim choyleim ibn Darkei Shalom. The Rambam doesn't say with the Jewish people. It just says you bury the Gentile dead. You console their mourners. You visit their ill for the sake of peace. He doesn't say im meisei Yisrael. So the Shulchan Aruch, he says kovrim meisakim bedarkei Shalom. He doesn't say im meisei Yisrael. The Kesef Mishnah Malachim 10:11 copies the Ran that even if you find the dead goy alone, you still or dead goyim alone, you still bury them. Mipnei Hashalom, it doesn't necessarily have to be with the Jews. However, Yesh La'ayin, the Ramban writes. In Parshas Kisetze 21:23, and that it says there in the pasuk, Loisolin nivlasoi al ha'etz, ki kavol tikberenu bayom hahu, ki kilalas Elohim or Elohim talui, veloisitame es ad moscho. Don't leave the corpse on the tree, rather bury it on that day, because the curse of God is hanging, and you should not contaminate your earth. Says the Ramban, "Dimin alav azeh kovar Yoshua's malchei Kenan biyoyman," like we see in the book of Joshua in the 10th chapter, in the 26th verse. "Vayakem Yoshua yamisim vitem al chamisha etzim v'yutzluim al ha'etzim ad ha'erev," that Yoshua smote them, killed them, buried them, and he hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging on the trees until the night. Why? Because he was choshesh lekilalas Elokim. So he buried these, he hanged them on the tree, hung them on the tree, and then he buried them because it's not right that the curse of God should be hanging min hamashal shel shnei ha'achim, because of the parable of the two brothers. What does the Ramban mean over here when he tells us about the parable of the two brothers? So the Ramban is referring to the mashal cited in Rashi. Rashi has a famous mashal where it says that it's the kilas elokim talui, it's the zilzul of the king, the zilzul of the melech. Why? Because man is created in the image of God. So when you are disrespectful to man, so you're being disrespectful to God. Let's say you have two twin brothers. One of them is the king and one of them is a bandit. So the bandit is hanging. Everyone says, oh, look at the king hanging there, because they look exactly alike. So too, when you hang man, kiviyachol, you're hanging the Tzelem Elokim. Doesn't look good for Hashem. Now, Rashi writes, so the Ramban wants to say with this verse that, okay, it's not right to leave the goyim hanging. You have to bury them. But Rashi writes, V'Yisroel hein banav, that man was created in the image of God. She'adam asib d'mus d'yukno. V'Yisroel hein banav, and where's children? So, the Ramban wants to say that you're over on Lo Selin. Lo Selin of Loso ala Eitz, don't leave the nevela on the tree. Rather, you should bury him. But Rashi says this whole mashal, and then he invokes the mashal of the two brothers. But Rashi says that this is talking about Jews. The mashal of two brothers, God and man, is only referring to Jews according to Rashi. And the Ramban expands that to Goyim. The Sefer Minchas Chinuch in Tof Kuf Lamed Zayin in the Kometz Mincha has a suffix by a Ben Noyach. Shegidev ve'oived avoydezora im tzarech lisloso gamken kamo b'Yisrael v'im tzarech lohiridoi koidem boy hashemesh. He has a suffix about a Ben Noach who was megadev, who was a blasphemer, and he served idols. Do you have to hang him like a Jew that you hang on the tree? And do you have to take him down before the sunset? So he writes that Miloshin Rashi, it's mashma that only by a Jew we have the mashal of Shnei Achim, but the Ramban writes Lahedya that even by Ben Noach this lav is shaykh, and because of that, Yahushua said to take the Malchei Canaan off the tree before Bo HaShemesh. We came into B'chlal Alav to Loisol and Nichlu Kol HaMesim B'lo Rek Shenit Vayidei Beizdin Kemibur B'Sefer HaChinuch Ve'yin Ramam D'Amele Mesu Over B'Lois Yisei B'Lechem Mishnah Im Kein B'chol Lokom Yik Alav V'Halonas HaMes. So, according to Rashi, it's only Jews, but according to the Ramban, it's even B'nei Noach. That's why Rabbi Yoshua said to take down the Malchei Canaan. So you see that all people are included, all human beings are included in this lab of Lo Selin, both Jews and Gentiles, and not only if they're hanged by the Beis Din. Anybody who's hanging on the tree, don't leave them there overnight, don't leave them there when the sun sets. So the kasha is, why does it say that you bury Meisiako Mishum Dake Shalom? You don't have to come on to Darkei Shalom. There's another reason. And that is Lo Selin Nivlaso Alaitz Ki Kover Sikberenu. You have to, there's a mitzvah to bury goyim. It's not darkei shalom, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because according to the Ramban, not to leave his corpse on the tree applies to goyim. So in the same way, ki kovros sikberenu, the mitzvah to bury them also applies to goyim. So our kasha is, why do you have to come on to the iser of the mitzvah of darkei shalom, which is rabbinic, when you have this d'oraisa, you have to bury goyim? Sholem Meshiv, the Madura Kamakuf, and Aleph writes that by Yoshua we see that even b'meisa akum shayich lo yisalin. Okay, t'chsiv b'melech ay, u'kabo Hashem b'siv Yoshua b'yudus nevosu min ha'etz. Perosh ha'radak, k'mo shekaz lo sinus lo nevosu ala ha'etz, v'kam b'david k'siv v'yaz David shem b'shuv b'me'akosu v'saram, rashi shekavar sarugim sharug b'edom, v'hu shem tov li Yisrael shekavim b'sonei ma'in shem. So you see that from the Radak, that Yoshua made sure to bury the Goyim, not to be over in the Isser of Lo Salin. David also buried them. And it's nice that we bury Gentile dead people. It's a shame to for us. Now, the Shem Sholem Meshiv, the chub we just quoted, invokes David. But that doesn't prove that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Maybe David did it just Havi Shem Tov. Darkei Shalom, but the fact that Yoshua said to take the Melech Ai off the tree, and the Radak says out Lo Salim, so so the Nisr of Lo Salim is the Vasu Ala Eitz. So Memela, it's a Din Dairaisa, so Kavar Sikbaren was also a Mitzvah Dairaisa. So again, typically, why did Kaman, according to the Ramban, the Gemara, to Darkei Shalom, typically is a Mitzvah Dairaisa to bury the Gentile dead? You don't have to say Darkei Shalom. The Emes Ishlaayin Rashi writes in the pasuk Kelsa Lokim Tala Zilzulo Shel Melechu SheAdam Asui B'Dmus Diyukno VYisrael Hem Banav. So it's mashma that only be Yisrael were made B'Dmus Diyukno. But what about the Mishnah Novus Chavi V'Adam Shenever B'Tzelim? Everybody's made B'Dmus Diyukno. We're Banim L'Makom. But Chavi V'Adam Shenever B'Tzelim. Tosiyantiv writes even Goyim Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. So why does Rashi say only were B'Dmus Diyukno? Gentiles are also. The Pharisee Yisrael in Mishnah brings a riot that even a goy is created with Tzelem Elokim. Melech Ay b'chamisha Melochim, that the Yeshua takes them off before the Kodem Erev, he takes them down, because they're with Tzelem Elokim. So now we have a kasha, why does Rashi say only Yisrael? Because we're Banav Shel Makom, only by us it's Shaykh Kilos Elokim Tov. By Goyim also, they're also with Tzelem Elokim. The Maharal, famously in the Derech Chaim, Maseches Avos 3:14, writes that it says in the Mishnah Chaviv Adam Shenivre B'Tzelem, it doesn't include everybody because it says in the Gemara in Yevamah 61a, Atem Kruyam Adam Ve'Emum Solem Kruyam Adam Ve'Av Sheyesh Tzuras Adam Be'Umos Gam Kein Mikol Mokom Einu Nechshav L'Klum. So they also look like people, but that doesn't count. In other words, the highest level of man is the Jew. Boti Kasher Nivre Adam Ha'isa Ma'ila Zos. So he says that the originally Adam and Noach had this Ma'il of Tzelem, but they lost it after the Jewish people were chosen. Maral speaks about that as in the Sefer HaNetzach, Perakit Aleph. Umas are also called Adam, they have Tzelem Elokin Asem B'Tzelmenu. But there, the Tzuras Adam B'Tele Tzel Aguf. So there it's batel. In other words, it's not as significant by the goyim, their tzelem elokim, as it is by Jews. That's the opinion of the Maharal. Of course, this Gemara that atem kuriyam adam vein umasa'olam kuriyam adam has been subject to a tremendous amount of discussion. And when the goyim got a hold of this, they didn't like it, obviously. But it doesn't mean chas v'shalom that you treat them like animals. Chas v'shalom. But it means that they're not on the same level of humanity as the Jew. So, according to the Mishnah on Pashtus, Chav Adam Shnei Ritzelim is everybody, and then it contrasts Jews with Goyim that were called Banim. But the Maharal says that no, that their Tzelem is Batal to their Guf. And therefore Rashi would also understand that way. Rak b'Yisrael shayich zeh, we're banav shel makom. And that's what it says in the Mishnah, that chibi yisera nadaslo, that we're called banav l'makom. And therefore Rashi writes, Adam ase b'dmus tyukno v'Yisrael hem banav. In other words, that goyim are b'tzelem elokim, so Rashi's not arguing with that. The Maharal also says they have some element of tzelem. But in order to be b'dmus tyukno shel makom, they have to be Yisrael hem banav, and only we're banav. And therefore, the union of Kelos Elokim Tala only applies to Jews. So now we are Miyashiv Rashi. Why Rashi says it's Dafka Jews? Because our level of Tzelem Elokim is higher, and we're called Banav Lamakom, and the Gentiles are not called Banav Lamakom. And even if Rashi doesn't go to Maharal, even if he holds the Tzelem of the Goy is 100%, just like a Jew, they're Tzelem Elokim, but in order to be included in this mashal, you have to be banav, and it's mefurish in the Mishnah that only we're banav. Chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banav l'makom. So it's not enough to be Tzelem Elokim, you have to be banav l'makom in order to necessitate taking down the corpse from the tree. So Rashi is telling us that only we're banav, and non-Jews are not banav. But it doesn't necessarily have to follow the Maharal that by them the Tzelem is batel to the goof. Maybe he does. But Akopanam, we have the other Mepharshim who say that it's not. Their Tzelem is just like us. We're equal in the Tzelem. Just that we're called Banim. So Rashi could really go either way, but we're still left with the Kasha and the Ramban. Why does the Ramban say that you bury Gentiles because of Daraisa, Kavor Sikbirenu? I could see also Salin applies to Gentiles, also cover Sikbirenu applies to Gentiles. So the mitzvah burial, so why does the Mishnah say it's only Mishum Darkei Shalom? So it's a din d'oraisa. So therefore it would appear that we can say that the Ramban writes that even by Goyim, is a lav of losalim, like we find by Yoshua, who said to take down the Malchei Canaan and Eitzim. That's only when it's done with Yoshua that Yoshua said to hang them. Like it says in the pasuk, V'yakim Yoshua acharechem ve'emisim v'yitlim malchem ish Eitzim, v'yitlim al Eitzim ad erev. V'yisuf also it says there, Yoshua, that's Yoshua 10:26, Yoshua 8:28. V'yis Yoshua sa'ai v'smelech ha'ai, tala ala Eitz ad Eitz erev, v'kubo Hashem estibi Yoshua v'yitlim v'yitlim v'yitlim. So since the union of Kelos Elokim Tala was done by him, therefore he was mechuyev to take them down from the tree, to be misalek, to remove this Kelos Elokim. But a guy who dies me'elav, there it's no mitzvah to bury him. As Ramban only holds that it's a mitzvah to bury when you were the one, when the Jew was the one who killed the Gentile. So therefore he's a mitzvah to bury like Yeshua did at war, the Malchei Canaan, Melech Ha'ai. So then he has a mitzvah to bury him. But if the guy died on his own, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to bury him. There, kavur sikbirenu doesn't apply. And the reason we might be that the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvah Shal Tafid Beis Amar Aleph that kavur hames enam mischayv bala krovim, only the relatives are chayv kavur hames. But if there's no krovim, it's a mes mitzvah, and then everybody has to bury him. This is discussed by Reina Rabbeinu in the Ilar was Nasan. In the ninth volume, it's Simulam Tesmem and Memalef at great length. And that by Meis Mitzvah, Kol Chayovim Lekovro, it's learned from Nazir, possibly, 48a, that even a Kohen Gadol is Metami Le Meis Mitzvah. So bad, everybody has to bury the Meis Mitzvah. The Rambam writes, Evel 3:8, that a Kohen is Metami Le Meis Mitzvah is Halacha Mipi Kabbalah. It's a tradition. So now it would appear that this din of Meis Mitzvah, that are called Mitzvah from the Kovro, doesn't apply to a Gentile, only to Israel. We find such a din, and that the Yehoshua was commanded to bury the Malchei Canaan, and he commanded the Jews to bury the Malchei Canaan, is because there he himself caused their bizui of their demus, that he killed them and hung them. But a Meis Akum Ba'alma, Jew is not Chayiv Lekovro min Adin, even of Meis Israel. There's no mitzvah on other people to bury them. Only if he's a meis mitzvah. And we don't have this limit for Goyim. So therefore the Gemara says, nevertheless, you bury the Goy, al tzedakei shalom. So when are you chayiv to bury the Goy? Midaraisa, according to the Ramban, only if you're the one who causes death. Here we're talking about a war, chashon, it's time to kill a Goy, it does. But if somebody caused his death, when Yeshua caused their death, so in such a case he holds that he caused this bizui, so mimele he has to fix it and bury him. But if he died on his own, there's no mitzvah to bury him, because anyway, a Jew, there's no mitzvah to bury another Jew. Unless there are no relatives, then it's a meis mitzvah, the special limit by Jews. But we don't have that by Goyim, and a male is no mitzvah to bury Goyim mitzvah laisa, only mitzvah rabbanon, mitzad, dalke, shalom, of course. There is so much more to say about this sugya. וברצות השם דרכנו, אני מקווה שנחזור ונשנה פרק זה. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם.
שלום.